It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
This is a paid advert from BetterHelp Therapy Online. Now, we all carry around lots of different sort of stress moments, whether it's like big or small. It could be as huge as, how am I going to pay the mortgage this month? Or, you know, I'm ill, but I don't really want to talk to anybody about that because I don't want to make them feel stressed about it as well. Or, you know, it could be just something as small as, how am I going to get to school pickup in time? I've got a meeting. How do I change that? How do I move that? I forgot to cancel that. And lots of the time we keep it bottled up. And whether it's big or small, it can really start to affect us negatively. And therapy is kind of a safe space to get those things off your chest. So whether it's like coming up with plans to organise your life a little bit better, or whether it's just having someone to talk to about those things you don't want to stress out your mates or your family with.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable and entirely online. You will be matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and you can switch therapists at any time.
Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/distant. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/distant.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, Kimbo Slice, a man who was made famous for fighting in his back garden.
In gardens, I loved it. I used to love Kimbo Slice videos on YouTube.
I think Kimbo...
What manner of maniac watches that on YouTube and goes, oh, I'll have a bit of that. Is Kimbo there, please? He's at the back garden. All right. Press record.
The Kimbo Slice videos were always the same. It was a bloke turning up full of bravado, and he's bouncing on his heels because he's coked up or something. He's like, I'll bathe him now. And then as soon as Kimbo comes at him, you could just see his confidence evaporate. And then he gets beaten up next to a washing line in a barbecue.
just punches a rotary line. It's worse than porn. I flick it down. My wife walks in. What are you watching? Nothing. Just two blokes fighting on a canal towpath. I love it. I love it. When you watch a really good gymnast, you can't believe a body can do what their body's doing.
Whenever I do podcasts with you, I cannot believe how outdated some of your references are. Penicillin.
I haven't been on
telly since John Major was Prime Minister.
All right, then Paul Daniels. Whoever the new ones are. And I came off, and the bloke who booked me said, hey, that didn't go too well, that, did it? I said, no, it was fucking awful, thanks. He went, just do dirty jokes. I said, yeah, I don't do dirty jokes. Just do dirty jokes. We're builders, mate, do dirty jokes. I said, but I don't, that's not the sort of comic I am. But do, just do dirty jokes. I said, not only do I not do dirty jokes, I said, but you sent me an email last week saying don't do any dirty jokes.
When it shows the Wembley Widows on the piss in Liverpool on the Saturday night, cause the League Cup's always on
Flames
Sunday.
Flames Disco. Either being straight to Flames Disco, which don't you worry about that.
To anyone.
Can we down, Mike, for Wembley? Is that where all the lads going?
Yep.
Every bloke in the city's going.
Interesting.
Now, the Flames Disco, if you need what any evidence as to what Acid House did to nightclubbing culture in Britain... Flames Disco, what a mess.
Oh,
Kimbo Slice was a gateway drug for me for watching very late 80s, early 90s Irish travellers calling each other out.
Oh, I love it. I'll fight any man. I will fight any man. You won't fight me, mate, you lunatic. What?
give me a call. The number's all 1, 2, 3, 4. Give me.
Are you listening, Davy Jones? I'm calling you out. Oh, what? Honest to God, I love it. I've been watching fights all day long.
Give me a ring on telephone. The name's 0140. Number's 01423. Come on, I'll fight any man. Like, I'll fight any.
He's awesome. Have you had enough, Damien? Have you had enough? And he gets up and just keeps going. And he's got like one fella's always got a tracksuit bottoms on and a pair of trainers. And another fella's got like a vest and jeans on. Have you had enough? Has he bollocks had enough? Yeah, and the fact that Laurie, God rest, is no longer with us, and his brother's talking about him, and his brother's almost in tears, obviously, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he wasn't. I'm biased, but he was the greatest footballer. He's like, oh, jeez, I'm filling up here.
Yeah.
We went out to this restaurant, right?
Reedy drops the prawn bomb on us. I'll never forget it.
Oh, it's the
one. Yeah, this weird peeling prawns.
It's the what? I mean, I can peel those prawns. Yeah, Laurie has to do it for me. It's like something out of a fast show. He's amazing. I really like Peter Reid, actually.
Oscar Schindler, mate.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I remember the time he came around the house and he had a tiramisu. I'd never heard of tiramisu.
Well, Schindler, like, he'd do his laces like the big loops, like little kids, like primary school kids. Like, he didn't do his laces like an adult, like a grown up. That's what I'll always remember about Oscar Schindler.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck me.
Gans used to use roll-on zeolds, and I've never seen nobody.
That Carol song. Yeah, he used to come round my house on his Zimmer frame. That's just amazing, man. Like, he was ironing his jeans flat. No crease in it.
Oh. Yeah, you raise a few quid on that, but his jeans. I've got to tell you about his jeans. Oh, my God.
That fucking mother's raising me. I mean...
She didn't have a debit card. It's just cash. When she went abroad, like, she did loads of work abroad. It was traveller's checks, all cash. So at the start, if you mugged her then, she'd have loads of money. Because she couldn't take none out for like in a hole in the wall, ACM or nothing.
And that's an honest memory of my Mother Teresa.
Always remember that from Mother Teresa. So like, you know, the slit in a like wallet where you'd keep debit cards was just train tickets, just old train tickets. What I find quite funny about all of these videos where angry, violent people call each other out online is it's angry, 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 threat, 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 and then eventually it has to come down to admin. Have you noticed this? Yeah. Keith Theo's like, I'm going to break your jaw, I'm going to destroy you, I'm going to smash you, I'm going to fuck you up. And for some reason, you haven't replied to my email. You're like, I would love to see the email. What's the subject line?
Hi, John.
I fucking you up.
Ari, ragged in scrapyard. Here's another video I saw linked to it, because I went down a bit of one of our famous rabbit holes. Is his manager then explaining why he hadn't emailed the bloke back? You know, he's got a lot on at the moment. And then he starts...
Maybe it ended up in your spam folder. Check your spam folder. Yeah. Hey? Because I'm going to fuck you up. Check your junk.
Fucking flag this in your priority mail. I'm going to fucking smash your teeth in.
Check your junk. What people don't have anymore is the haircut that he had, the sort of the Cadwyl haircut.
Yes.
If you're unfamiliar with Cadwyl, he was a 12th century medieval monk detective.
I love these sports podcasts, honestly.
Can you imagine pitching that show?
Yeah.
You're in the lift pitching Cadwyl.
Yeah. He's a medieval monk detective. At a monastery in Shrewsbury, yeah.
What sort of crimes? General. Ecclesiastical, medieval, agricultural.
Stealing bits of meat, probably. I don't know, whatever.
All the stuff, blasphemy, everything.
What's he going to look like? Do you remember Phil May, who played for Leicester?
Get him in. Get Phil May in. Lose the moustache, Phil.
Phil May in a cassock.
But I'm pretty sure, right? I mean, there's that clip when he's over at Crystal Palace there, and Elsie's there wearing her Sunday best again, right? With her stopwatch, though I'm fairly convinced it's been stuck on 14 seconds for about 30 years, right?
Yeah.
But there's no way, right? 14 seconds again, Flash. Yeah. Oh, great, that. Been 14 seconds since the 50s.
I'm so consistent. That's the thing.
Do you know, I Googled him. I think he died at 96. I was gutted. I'd like to think he died on the track. That'd be brilliant if he did. Did 14 seconds again and then died. Elsie had died 5 years earlier and he just propped her up. She'd been embalmed with a 14-second stopwatch next to the finish line. Just there, just wheel her out. Stick her on the finish line. Little voice box that just says 14 seconds. Press play. How's it deal, love? 14 seconds.
14 seconds. I've had problems with MailChimp in the past, and I apologise. But this threat is real, it's genuine. I've got to be honest, re my call-out video date of the 9th of April... it was in my outbox. It was in my sent items, and I apologise, but I'm still going to fuck you up the first opportunity. Listen, I get.
I'll put £250,000 up, and that is PayPal. That's legit.
Going to back you it.
I need your sort code. I've changed from Outlook because I think Gmail's actually got a more consistent server. It's a better server. And I'm going to fuck you up.
Get the Firefox on there, you fucking slag.